In the short presentation on credit card solicitations, we saw some of the gotchas that the credit card companies use to try to snooker people into being tied and whipped by credit card interest payments. And what I wanted to show in this one was the pictures that they used. Now, I think this is mostly Citigroup that uses these pictures. I think these were from Citi. But they're outrageous. I mean, who has a smile like that? It reminds me also of the real estate agents. They have this, have you ever tried to smile that big? It's not easy. It actually kind of hurts. But here we have the elderly couple, middle-aged couple. He still loves her, right? and they're happy. And then there's they know they need diversity. So here's a sort of a unusual combination, what we never used to see in the media, but now we see often because the credit card companies realize that the world is diverse. Took them long enough. And then look at all these over here. Look at how happy these people are. Oh my God, try walking around, especially with this woman. Look at her. Yeah, and her. And this one looks like she's just been, I don't know, some kind of spiritual revelation. But, you know, folks, don't believe it. They're asking you to feel, but not think about the kind of trouble you can get in with credit cards, because this is the one image they won't show you. This is the image that you won't see in the credit card solicitations. The guy going, how am I going to dig myself out of this hole? He needs to take business 121, principles of money management, get that cash flow statement, net worth statement, pay down those, make goals to pay. Yeah, well, that's it, folks. Well, this is nothing new. They do that with all advertising, right? They don't show you the downside of what they're trying to get you to buy. But we hope you'll think about that. We hope you'll use your mantra. Spend less than I earn. Live beneath my means. Pay myself first. Or my favorite, I make love, not loans. See ya.